The Buddha has you ask every day, every day, what am I becoming as days and nights fly past, fly past? What kind of person are you becoming? We're born in this world. Nobody else has a plan for us, or there may be a lot of people with plans for us, but we get to decide which plan we want. So what do you want out of this life? The Buddha recommends that you work on the perfections, qualities of the mind, qualities of the heart, that are good for you, good for the people around you. There's a misunderstanding that Theravada just teaches to look after yourself. Well, in looking after yourself, you also have to take other people into consideration, if you're really wise. If your happiness depends on other people's suffering, it's not going to last. So you have to take their happiness into consideration, too. And as a human being, you've got the potential for all kinds of good resources inside. You can develop generosity, virtue, renunciation, wisdom, energy, endurance, truth, determination, goodwill, and equanimity. These are all things that you can create from within. It's as if you have your own independent treasury that you can print out money that you want, as much as you want. Because the money of your goodness is not like the money in the world. In the money in the world, they print out a lot, then the value of the money goes down. But here, with goodness in your heart, the more you develop, the greater its value. And it's something you can do for free, like goodwill. Having thoughts of goodwill for all beings doesn't cost anything. It takes a little bit of energy, but it lifts your heart. You realize that you're born into this world, you're not going to be here just to be selfish, not just to look after your own narrow interests. Take into consideration the happiness of other people, too. And you realize so that if they're going to be happy, they have to work on the causes for happiness, but you're happy to help them, just as you have to work on the causes of happiness from within. So learn how to appreciate the potentials you have in this human birth. Potentials that can last beyond the human birth, because what you do is has an impact not only right here, right now, but also on into the future. Even after you die, it still has an impact. And you have the ability to make it sure that it's a good impact that makes this human birth worthwhile. Otherwise, it's just a lot of suffering. When the Buddha was able to remember his previous lives, it got pretty monotonous. You think of all those aeons and aeons. He had this appearance, he ate this kind of food, he had this kind of pleasure and pain, he died in this way. That's basically what it is. Eating, pleasure, pain, death. Eating, pleasure, pain, death, over and over again. What makes it worthwhile is the goodness you can develop in the meantime. So focus on that. There's a long list of good qualities you can develop. You can choose them. It's like going into the market and you're free to choose whatever you want. So choose the goodness that appeals to you. Work on that. And you find that it'll spread out to other forms of goodness as well. And your goodness then spreads out into the world. Some people say when they leave the monastery, they're going back to the real world. But in the real world, they think they can do evil and get away with it. That's not real. Here we know that you do good and the goodness comes. Goodness starts right when you do it. Even when you just plan to do it, it's already good. It goes on and on and on. And that goodness is genuine. John Lee once said, the goodness of the world isn't true, the truth of the world isn't good. But the Dharma, the Buddhist teachings, the practice of the Buddhist teachings, that's true and good. The truth is good, the goodness is true. And you can develop as much of that goodness as you want.